Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Freunde, Leonie bei Energy hier und ich habe die Ehre, heute Youngblood zu interviewen. Britischer Künstler, 23 Jahre jung, irgendwo zwischen Emo, Chor, Pop, Rock. Ein komplett durchgeknallter Typ, da habe ich mir gleich gedacht, ey, den möchte ich unbedingt zum Zoom-Call einladen tatsächlich. Denn wir sind ähnlich durchgeknallt, möchte ich behaupten. Und wir haben auch ähnliche Interessengebiete. Man könnte sagen, wir haben so eine bestimmte Beziehung zum Thema Gender, da sprechen wir auf jeden Fall drüber. Und ein Spiel habe ich auch vorbereitet. Kiss, Mary, Block, das ist so wie Kiss, Mary, Kill, nur natürlich töten wir niemanden, wir blocken nur, liebe Leute. Und da habe ich natürlich mal sein Instagram durchgestalkt, um mal zu gucken, wen würdest du denn jetzt am liebsten knutschen, mit wem möchtest du heiraten und wen blockst du auf Instagram? Da schauen wir doch mal rein, wie es ihm geht und wie er trotzdem Konzerte haben kann, trotz Corona.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm very well, are you?
Yeah, me too. Holding up well. You're quite busy, right? Because you're currently doing your a lot of streaming, lots of streaming tours.
Bro, it's crazy, man. Like, as I say, it's so weird right now, but it's kind of been busier than ever, which is kind of bizarre. But I think as soon as this kind of whole thing kicked off, I said that. I was like, let's just try and stay as busy as possible and just keep connecting to everyone as much as we can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And do you feel like it's working, or at least as far as you expect?
It's crazy. I feel more connected to my fan base than ever right now. It's so bizarre because I think I wanted to kind of express the idea that just because we can't touch each other don't mean we can't feel each other. You know, and it's kind of funny. I'm so tight and close with my family, my fan base. Me going off the grid for 6 months sounds like death to me. Do you know what I mean? We're so close that I just need every day to get up and connect to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that, because you just need the reassurance. Actually, that's quite interesting because, you know, for musicians, I think it's maybe always like a balance between expression and impression, because you know, it's important to have your message and to express yourself, but also to have an impression on other people and just to receive the support back, isn't it?
Completely. And that's it, man. It's like, I always wanted Youngblood to be a conversation. I always wanted Youngblood to kind of allow people to feel like they have like they have a voice, and what they have to say is important. That's all that matters to me, you know?
And are you like, if there's a bar like from 1 to 10, how successful are you doing right now? What do you think?
If there's a bar from 1 to 10, as I say, I think it kind of, I've got an incredible fan base. We were about to go on a massive tour. I love them so much. Everything's going up every day, and all I care about is reaching more people and just making them feel like it's all right to be who they are. Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel like you are making the impact that you want? Because I had to think back, like when I was a teenager, like everything was so like aggravating and everything made me angry and I just wanted to be weird and all that. I think that's super important for especially teenagers.
I think it's important for everybody, do you know what I mean? To be who they really are. And I think my next album, this album, Weird, is about that. It's not about kind of teen angst anymore. You know what I mean? We're over that. We're much deeper than that. You know what I mean? In our journey, it's about, it's a coming of age story. You can come of age at any age. You can be 75 and finally figure out that, oh, wow, this is who I am. And it's taken me all these years to figure out who I am and to kind of be able to express who I am. And I think this record, I want it to be a neat whiskey story about life. It's about exploration and sexuality and gender and identity and drugs and love and heartbreak and depression and anxiety and everything that happens in the world to us as human beings every single day. Even if there wasn't a pandemic on, I would want like the headline to read, this is an album for the weirdest years of our lives.
Oh, it definitely is, isn't it?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. If it got any weirder, I'd actually probably just like combust.
If it got any weirder, I'd be like, we've definitely been filmed. This is a movie.
Yeah, this is some weird dimension, like where they prank us with all of this kind of situation.
Completely.
Maddening. So your music video is out. It's super. Actually, it reminded me of a club in Berlin called Kit Kat Club. I don't know. Have you ever been to Berlin?
Never been to the Kit Kat. I've got to go now you've said that.
Yeah, that's like super the vibe. I was like, oh, wait a minute.
Shout out to the Kit Kat Club. I'll see you soon when we're allowed.
Yeah, let's pray. Inspirations for the music video did come from you. Was it a collab?
Yeah, it was all kind of, I met an incredible director and we kind of brainstormed. And Cotton Candy is a song about kind of like free love, man, and freedom, like in sexual expression and sexual identity and gender, and just kind of really resonating that there should be no barriers and no rules when it comes to sex and sexuality, that sex is about freedom and love is about freedom. And we all need a lot of love right now because the world is so confusing and scary. And I just wanted it to be this kind of bright, colorful Youngblood Katy Perry song. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like glitter and pink.
That's what I was saying. Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, David LaChapelle, all that jazz. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If Lady Gaga and Katy Perry and, I don't know, probably someone from Fall Out Boy had a love child.
Absolutely. Well done. Yes.
that could be the one. Actually, is there any other influences to your music that inspires you? Could be people, could be
I've been on tour for 18 months to 2 years and I've met every kid in every continent, of every color, of every shape, of every sexuality, of every age, and this album is their words, completely their words, and how their words impacted my life and my head and my growth. And I just put music to their words. So it's all about them. All the stories on this record are about them.
Have you, were there any stories that completely surprised you or took you off guard the way you wouldn't expect?
Dude, there's a song called Mars on the album that probably this story, there's this young girl, young trans girl who came to a show in Maryland. Her parents just couldn't understand that she was their daughter and had always been their daughter and had never been their son. And she was having such a hard time with a family and her parents and school, and everyone just couldn't accept her for who she really was. She said to me, she was like, if I get my parents potentially to like a Youngblood show and let them meet my friends and let them meet my people, then they might understand or have an insight into kind of my generation and what we're about, and kind of the accepting need for equality and acceptance. You know what I mean? And she told me that her parents came to the show, saw kids like her, and it completely changed the whole perception, and they accepted her as their daughter. And to me, that just blew my imagination up and made me nearly cry my eyes out, because it's like a community of people, because this isn't me, you know what I mean, this is us, this is all of us, Youngblood is all of us that are screaming for a new world. And the fact that as a community we can have an effect on someone's life like that just completely just sent me to the moon, and I had to write a song about it, you know.
People who don't understand are not necessarily like 100% evil or anything. It's just like when you're in a bubble.
That's the thing. No one is, if like people will, like you cannot hate on people for kind of naivety, because our generation is making progress so quickly, people can't catch up. So it's our job to kind of educate and never, never oppress, never hate. You know what I mean? Ever. Because then we take a step backwards. Always educate. Always speak your mind. Always have debates. Always be confident to in the fact that what you have to say matters and is important, you know?
Okay, so first round. Kiss, marry, or block.
Okay.
So we have Lizzo, Rita Ora, and Taylor Swift.
Oh man, you can't do that. Those girls are so, all so hot. I think I'd marry Taylor Swift because she's a genius, and I think, like, I don't know, a life of like listening to her songs would be amazing, and I think she'd be interesting. I think I would kiss, but then block Lizzo because we would be too much together. I think if me and Lizzo got married, even though I find her insanely intelligent and beautiful, I think we're just too fucking mental. We'd be up, but like me and Lizzo would be like, in each other's faces.
It would either be world domination or like world combustion.
But I probably think if like it was like a long-term thing, me and Lizzo, we could not exist together. We would like burn down the house. So probably kiss Rita Ora.
Yeah, just for everyone's safety, really. You're not even thinking about yourself. It's for the safety of others.
Oh, literally, like just for the safety of the world.
That is true. Okay, I have another one. So we got Ed Sheeran, Adam Lambert, and Paris Hilton.
I'd probably block Ed Sheeran because he's one of the best songwriters that ever existed, and I'd get jealous. I would marry Paris Hilton because that'd be hard, and then I'd give Adam Lambert a massive snog. I probably already have.
Oh, damn it. So that's not even on the list. I mean, so if it's coming back for a second time, then, you know, no judgment. I'd do the same. That's fine. All right. Next up, we have Anne-Marie, The Weeknd, and someone you have actually worked with, Dan Reynolds from Imagine Dragons.
Oh, Dan Reynolds. Wow. I'd probably marry The Weeknd because I think we'd be cool as fuck.
Yeah. You'd have the best mansion. You'd have the best.
Oh, dude, it'd be a vibe, man. And the music would make together the synergy of sounds. I know what Dan's like. Dan's persistent. Dan Reynolds is persistent. So I'd block him because he'd keep coming back and caving in the end because I know him. And then give Anne-Marie a big kiss.
That's lovely. I love that reasoning. I think we're doing well. I think you're not in trouble yet.
No, I'm not in trouble because I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, that's good. No, you're actually like playing the game. That works. So we got Sam Smith.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp and RuPaul.
Damn, that is so hard. But I love Johnny, man. I love Johnny. I'd probably kiss Johnny because I just want to get in between his beard. I'd probably marry RuPaul because that'd just be sick. I'd be like, what are you going to come down today as, darling? And then, like, I love Sam Smith. I wouldn't block him, but I have to. Damn, I love Sam Smith. Sam's sick. Sam actually hit me up the other day. I was like, I love Sam Smith. Do I get a button of saving where I can basically, like...
Yeah, Joker. Yeah.
Is that a Joker card? So I'm using my Joker card on Sam Smith because that category was too hard.
So we have finally found the one where it got a little too hard. That's good. I'll take that as a win personally. The next one is the last one is probably a bit easy, but I'm still curious. It's Bruno Mars, Britney Spears, and Donald Trump.
Oh, I would block Donald Trump in a room and then never let him out again. And then I would probably, I don't know, marry Britney Spears because she needs like a big cuddle, and then probably kiss Bruno Mars, who's got the fucking moves.
Thanks for your time. I hope the tour goes smoothly and
I can't wait. I'll see you next time. I'm in Germany. Let's get drunk,
please. I'll take you to Kit Kat Club.
Dude, do it. I love that.
No, if you are in Berlin at Energy, you hit me up.
Always. I love it. Rock stars.
Great. See ya.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.